You are now listening to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. Here are your hosts.
Welcome to A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I'm one of your hosts, Ken, aka Lightstar777 in Summoner's War. And I'm here with my great friend of over 13 years.
Hi everyone, my name is AJ and my gamer tag is Aztec Olmec.
We are going to be discussing all things Summoner's War, runes, mons, and everything in between. Maybe you'll learn something, hopefully have a lot of fun, and as always, thanks for joining us.
Now let's listen to two geeks talk about monsters.
Hello.
Welcome to another pulse pounding, lightning inducing, tower ascending.
Oh my.
Episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Summoner's War. I am the fantastic Aztec Olmec.
Oh yes. Bold assessment.
Quite. But it wouldn't be a proper episode if I did not have the Sultan of Sugar.
Oh.
Lightstar777 with me.
Gotta keep him working in the salt mine, or the sugar mine for me.
The sugar cube mine. What is going on, everyone? Lightstar, what is up? How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Very well. You know, glad that you have found a new game and having fun with it. I found a new game and I'm having some fun myself. My game would be Tower of Fantasy. Your new obsession, which you can stop at any time. At any time, folks.
They could quit anytime.
It doesn't have anytime. A problem. You know.
Walk away.
Cookie Run no Kingdom. Problem. You are the Sultan of Sugar over there, bud. You have those little cookies mining your sugar out, man. That is wicked. So tell me, how do you like it? Because, I mean, I'm not familiar with the IP. I know Childish did some, you know, videos on it a while ago, but you seem to be liking it. This is great. How do you like it?
You know, it's fine. It's a it's a fine game. It's you know, pastel, and you know, that's good. I don't know. I was dismissive of it at first, for sure. By the way, your stream is paused because you're not on.
Right. Yeah, I was just typing up some.
I'm just letting you know.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
But I was a little bit dismissive of it, but you know, I know. Then it's like, you know, you have your like little decorating, you know, component, kind of like, you know, Genshin, and you know,
yeah, and apparently you can build some, you know, resource gathering buildings and such like that, though. That's kind of cool.
Oh yes you can. Which, I mean, it's pretty cool, I'm not going to lie. It's I definitely was incredibly dismissive of it at first. Mm-hmm. but oh no, so here's the thing, like, compared to Summoner's War, I would say what I've realized so far is I definitely feel the paywall, like,
closing,
and I'm not that far. I'm not that far into the game, but like I see the paywall and I'm very aware of its mm-hmm. existence. I mean, it's things like, you know, so you start off in like, oh, you're you know, you're making great progress, you can knock out, like, you know, all these things like so quickly, and then it's like suddenly like every single thing you need is, oh, you need sugar cubes, like, and everything is behind a wall of time,
right,
that you have to commit to it. But in that, there's also, you know, there's a lot of like, oh, okay, well, if you want a certain character, like, you can, you know, there's like not just their gacha, but there's like a mileage shop, so
okay,
you know, you can come over here to the mileage shop and it's like, oh, I really I want, you know, like cherry blossoms ones. So, you know, you just go, okay, I'll use my mileage things. And eventually when you get, you know, basically the equivalent of the summoning pieces for them, you can summon them. So,
okay.
I mean, that's a nice aspect of it is that, you know, there's quite a large... If they're lemon cookies, there is just no hope. I will not quit. That's true. That's true.
What? Why the lemon cookies? That. What is this? You know.
Oh, you know, Beyond the Stars 319 just said that.
Oh, I hear you.
They have insider information to my love of lemon cookies.
Excellent.
You know, but I mean, that's the thing, like, you know, it's nice that, you know, even your basic common bad summons get you the currency for their, you know.
Oh, that's good. So it's
their mileage shop. So
the more you summon, the more mileage you get, you know, you get some more chances. I hear you. Very cool.
Yeah. And, you know, they have, like, all their percentages, like anyone else. But, like, they actually have the percentages of each of the actual ones. And it's like... So, in the featured cookie gacha, one cookie is guaranteed per every 10 draws.
Right.
And one epic cookie is guaranteed every 100. So, I mean, in that way, they actually have almost, like, two... you know, mercy systems where you're going to at least get like a cookie character every 10 and, you know, you're going to be guaranteed one every 100. So it's like, you know, and like their history is pretty good. Like, you know, so like, let's see. So these were guild ones. I can tell just by what I got from them.
Oh, nice. So they have guilds, just like
Disney ones.
Like most MMOs, they have, you know, guilds and stuff that you can join up.
Yeah, and then you have like, you know, costumes, you know, for dress up time, because, you know,
need
why not?
That. You need transmogs, of course. I hear you.
But, you know, but the nice thing is that it's another type of currency that they give you, and it's not like, you know, again, it has its own kind of, you know, mileage shop and things like that. So,
you know,
because, you know, sometimes in Summoner's War, it's just random chance that gets you there or not. So, you know, but also, like, you know, over here in this mileage shop, I could actually buy the currency for that one if I so chose. So the nice thing is a lot of the mileage shops will let you summon in the other shops as well. So,
okay.
Plus, I have a ton of items that I haven't used yet that I could use.
And you've only been playing for how long? You just started when the collab?
Probably like a week or week and a day, something like that.
You've amassed a good amount of materials, I think, in my
My 10,000 stack of experience jellies.
Yeah, that's a pretty good amount of farming. Now, do you know which characters are going to be in the Summoner's War event?
I do not. But if you tell me, I'll tell you who they are.
And
some of the materials that you just like farm. So. Instead of it being like a currency, it's just items that you're making anyways to expand your storage. Oh, so,
okay. Kind of like someone's.
So, I mean, the nice thing is. Right? But also, like, you know, your buildings, like, you can upgrade your buildings and things of that nature. Right. And
those are material gathering and such like that. I see a Mickey looking cookie. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So that's the
It's part of the collab they have going on.
Gotcha.
But, you know, it's just, I don't know, I found it a little bit more fun than the initial. Come on, Minnie just said, remember, I love you. Like, who wouldn't want a mini cookie to tell them that?
Who wouldn't?
And they have Beast and Aladdin.
Really? So they have a bunch of Disney characters. Oh, very cool. Very, very cool. So they just had a collab with Disney, and now they're having another collab with Summoners War. These marketing mages are...
You mean themselves? Yes.
Yeah. That's a good point. Well, no, very cool. But, yeah, I just, for whatever reason, my PC client for Summoners War is not happening. But I'm in my phone, and it looks like perhaps you can shed some light, because I'm not too familiar with these characters. I'll run down the ones that I can find. D-Day event. So, yeah, the Gingerbread with the cane or whatever. What's his name? Because apparently he's getting...
Gingerbrave.
Gingerbrave is going to be a Nat 5, apparently. And he's going to be given away...
And he's moving up in the world. Because he's common in this game.
Really?
Common.
So, well, like you said, definitely moving up. Because he's going to be a giveaway Nat 5. But yeah, our good friend Evan,
what's this weird box on your stream around me that keeps circling but goes right over my mouth? Now I feel like I need to move myself to get around your box.
Let's see, because...
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that thing. Yeah, let me turn that off, because that is... Okay. I thought I turned it off, but I did not. Perfect.
Classic.
Yeah, that was a holdover from some experiments I did earlier in the week. But it's gone. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Oh, crap. I was on a timed mission, of course. Of course. Had to deliver for Uber Eats from Good Hunter. But I definitely failed in that.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, well, I'm glad you're liking... good old Cookie Run. Very cool. Happy you're enjoying it, and happy you're giving me some insight, because, you know, it's always good to know.
Did you ever figure out the other characters?
Oh, no, not yet. I'm looking for that interview that Evan just did with some of the devs from Cookie Run Kingdom / ComToUs, which is the same company. And I think they run down... It was something about a unicorn princess. It was something... I definitely recognize that Gingerbrave guy. But yeah. But it's going to be about 4 or 5. I'm not sure if they're all going to be Nat 5s. But if they are, great. If they're not, you know, whatever.
Creamy unicorn cookie?
I'm pretty sure that looks familiar. That might be one of the Nat 5s, yeah. But, I mean, well... collab characters, whatever.
Okay, here we go. We'll run down the whole list. Purple Yam Cookie,
definitely. That's going to be one of them.
Chili Pepper Cookie,
I don't think so.
Tea Night Cookie,
maybe. I'm not sure. It looks kind of cool. He would fit in Summoner's War, you know, as opposed to
Affogato Cookie.
I don't think so.
Creamy Unicorn Cookie, we said probably. Custard Cookie the Third. He should not be in the game.
He might be.
Pity. Clover Cookie?
No.
Cherry Cookie?
I don't think
she throws bombs.
Oh, Klee. Klee in cookie form. Excellent.
Alchemist Cookie?
I don't think so. Again, that would fit.
Princess Cookie?
Maybe. There's a good
Night name. Cookie? Devil Cookie?
I wish.
Of course, we know Gingerbrave will be there. Yep. Wizard Cookie?
I think so, maybe.
Would fit in.
Definitely fit
Strawberry
in.
Cookie?
No.
I mean, I would love Strawberry Cookie with her hoodie.
Yeah, seriously.
Beet Cookie? Hilarious. Angel Cookie? Would love. Ninja Cookie? Great, love that. Dark Cacao Cookie? I mean, baller. He should be in there.
You know what?
Holly Berry cookie gives me
Lightning Emperor vibes. That last one.
Pure vanilla cookie. Frost Queen cookie.
Polar Queen.
Sea Fairy cookie.
Mermaids. <Right?
laughs> Oyster cookie. I mean, clotted cream cookie.
So there's
espresso cookie.
I'm seeing a good theme here. You know, comedy. But yeah, glad you're liking it. So what do you think what are your thoughts on the collab? I'm still disappointed it was a persona, but just the fact that you seem to be having fun with I might actually check out the collab. It was right now is a hard skip, but you know, who knows? I might actually check it out.
I mean, here's the thing. I would actually download this game and try it, because I mean, again, there's enough that's rather fun about it, and you know,
excellent. Yeah. Just to get some insight.
I would check it out. I'd say at least give it a little, a look in the window kind of thing. Like, you know, it's, there's enough that's entertaining about it that, you know. And it's like, I've gotten tons of, like, the different currencies as I've went, so, you know.
Excellent. Very cool. So, I've been checking out Tower Fantasy. Please.
It's interesting how your camera cuts me off.
How
my camera, I can see down to here.
Oh, yeah.
Your camera is here. It's interesting. I'll teach you all about how to fix that later. It's fine.
Easy fix.
Mine's not any better today. All right. Well, let's go do some RTA, shall we?
Cookie RTA?
No, no.
Proper RTA. Better? Yeah, I definitely had that in E.
No, it's not, but I can tell you how to fix it later. It'll look too awkward if you try to do it now.
Okay. So, has Rashi Boshi's...
There it goes, finally. Yes, now it's better. The third thing. It takes a while for me to see what you've done.
Has Rashi Boshi's advice helped with your RTAing?
Oh, I mean, it helps a lot, yeah. I mean, the thing is, I still feel like the same frustration that I always have with RTA comes into play. And that's just where I feel like somebody will tell me a team that I should try, and I'll be like, sure, let me give that a go. And I have good success with it for a little while, and then very suddenly the team is no good, and like I start losing a lot of battles. So I don't know. In like some ways it's like, you know, and like it's certain like teams, or you know, like he suggested, oh, if they have a lot of buffs on their team, I should bring Elsherian to try to remove their buffs.
Right.
Which is a great idea.
Definitely.
Except like 99% of the time, whenever that happens, they will either ban Elsherian because they know what I'm doing, or they'll take my only real damage dealer and block that. So then it's like I'm left with kind of a not good situation where I don't really have that much going for me. So, okay. I don't know. It's kind of hard like that, like, because, you know, I wish it was a little bit more straightforward on what I should or should not be using.
Okay.
And again, maybe it's just I need to practice, but, you know, it gets back to that whole thing we've said before where where I feel like it's just, you know, well, if I want to, you know, if I want to do all my wings in RTA, I need to have like almost 3 hours of time in a day to do it. Which, you know, again, you know, you work and, you know, I have school and all that. So it's like, Jesus, see? And like that right there, like he just killed my person in one shot, like, and he keeps bringing this person back because I can't kill them before they kill somebody on my team, so. Wondering if this Weapon Master does more damage based on... No, because they were invincible before and they killed my person. Yeah. You know, but that's the thing. It's like, you know, I just wish... I'm back to the whole, I wish, like, RTA and, you know, Trivality tasks like those could be, you know, more automated... so to speak. It's like, yeah, you know, if I could just, you know, farm, you know, 100 runs of, you know, Necro or something, you know, instantly, like, you know, then I could, you know, my 3 hours, if I get that much time to play Summoner's War, could all be dedicated to, you know, to actually playing, you know, this mode or something, right. And not having to, you know, spend 3 hours on just, you know, just on the, you know, Tower of Ascensions or something, you know? Yeah, I didn't think I was going to win that one, so I'm glad I stuck with it.
Pull it out. Excellent. Very cool.
But, you know, I mean, that's the thing, like, I don't know, like, I feel like I would enjoy a lot of this more if I knew the other, like, because, you know, oh, well, you have to devote time to, you know, to farming runes and, you know, improving your characters and improving your account, and if you don't do that, like, then you're, you know, you're basically, you know, running out of... Okay.
I'm just checking.
See, like that. Like I don't get why that happened. Why they? I mean, I get it. On some level, they chose my biggest damage dealer, right. Or I mean, they grabbed somebody who can damage 50% of their health. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you left me with my biggest damage dealer and still a healer. So, you know, it's like. Did you really accomplish that much by doing that? Like, you know.
Well, let's see how the fight pans out. So actually, whoa.
Anyways, you should talk more while I'm distracted trying to, you know,
try to focus. Concentrate. But yeah, no problem. But yeah, Tower Fantasy. Obviously, I'm streaming Genshin Impact right now. But yeah, I did start playing Tower Fantasy, and it is similar but not the same. As Genshin, I got some pretty good luck on my SSR pulls. You get two pity pulls. You get one at 30 pulls and one at 80. And I was able to get some pretty good characters. I got Zero and Shiro. And let me tell you, their personalities alone are totally different from like a lot of the Genshin characters. They're salty, but they're particularly salty at you. I mean, Zero has one line where he was like, shut up, I'm analyzing something. And I'm like, okay, sorry. Sorry to distract you from that nothing you were doing. But their idols are pretty salty. Shiro is another character which I really wanted, and I was able to pull her. She has a chakram weapon, which is basically like a boomerang. It just, you know, there's multiple chakrams that come out and reflect back. So she really shreds up shields, which is great. But again, salty personality. oh, it's you, whenever you know, a lot of her voice lines are a little on the salty side, which is pretty funny, but definitely different from the normal happy-go-lucky, you know, Genshin characters. But yeah,
I feel like if I could have gotten one more hit in,
yeah,
I would have won that match. Yeah, I have not played Tower of Fantasy since
our co-op.
That one time we did it.
Well, yeah, I encourage you to get back into it. It's pretty fun. I mean, you're already a Genshin vet, so I mean, it'll be, you know, pretty fun for you. And plus, you play a lot more MMOs than I do, so you know, just some of your knowledge in that way will help you out. Yeah, good times. I'm having fun with it. What's her name? One of the character with the guns. I forget her name. Anyway, I'm not gonna butcher it, but I pulled her also. And having even short-range guns in that game is a good time. It's fun. Definitely. Oh, man. Did you really shoot me in the back, dude? That wasn't fun. Anyway. But, yes, I'm having a ball. And down the line, there are some ridiculous characters coming out. So, you know, probably within the next month or so. And the only reason we know that is in China... the game came out a couple of months ago, so there are a couple of banners ahead of us here on Global. So, you know, some of the characters that are coming out, especially in 2.1, oh man, I can't wait. So, yeah, if you like Genshin's, and if you like more so the MMO and the collab and co-op mixed together, folks, you heard it here first. But yeah, if you like some of the more co-op friendly stuff like that, definitely get into Tower of Fantasy. It's pretty free to play friendly. They give you a lot of summons just for playing the game. Whoa. I am literally a baseball. But anyway, but yeah, check it out. It's on PC and mobile, you know, Android and such like that, iOS. Good times. I'm having fun with it. Hopefully you'll come back to either one, either Genshin or Tower of Fantasy Lightstar, because I need some people to play with. People I know that aren't randos and are, you know, actually good at games.
See, Genshin just upset me.
Well, guess what?
With their 1 year anniversary.
Second year anniversary is looking pretty good. Just due to the fact...
Is it?
It actually...
Are they giving us a free 5-star?
Of course, I can't confirm that, but definitely giving us more than what we got last time. Let's put it that way. More than what we
got. Is it even a 10 pull? No. No, it's not. I know, because you would have said, hey, they're giving us a free 10 pull.
I mean...
And I'd be like, oh, well, that's at least better than last time. And...
I think that's all they gave us was a 10 pull, to be honest.
They didn't give us a 10 pull last year. They gave us like 600 primogen, which is like 4 summons, not even. Maybe 4.
And of course,
yeah.
This gnarly hang glider.
Yeah. Boy, I don't know what I would have done if they didn't give us
a
hang glider.
Come back to Genshin. Your account is so much fun. You have an awesome Ayaka. You have Child. You have all these characters that are just waiting for Daddy to come play with them again. Anyway, but yeah, Samir just bopped in my head. So I got Samir, Zero, and Shiro so far. And... not even the 1-5, and we get a free 5-star just for, you know, starting the game and being one of the first people to play in the first month. And I haven't even used that one. It's literally just sitting in my backpack just waiting to be used. So I have a whole 5-star pull, a choice of, you know, the, I think, 5 or 6 original 5-stars just sitting there that I haven't even used yet. So yeah, Tower of Fantasy... excellent, excellent, excellent. I really didn't think it was going to do this well. And if, you know, nothing really major happens until 2.0, 2.0 should be pretty awesome for Tower Fantasy at all. At least. But yeah, having fun with it. Having a good time. Much better than I thought it was going to be. We're gonna put a petition for Lightstar to come back to Genshin. Dude, you got me playing more. So, but we understand, you know. But yeah, that's my my opinion of good old Tower Fantasy. Story can't hold a candle to Genshin's, and that's just true. But, you know, all the other aspects, you know, especially the multiplayer aspect and stuff like that. Good times. Good times.
True. I didn't care for the depressing story that I encountered.
Well, it gets... Well, I'm only level 25, but I think it gets a lot better. Just, you know... I'm just gonna... No spoilers or anything, but... let's hope it gets better, because there are some areas that I haven't got to yet that look pretty cool, and hopefully, and they're a lot less depressing than the original areas. So, you know, I hear you.
Now, by all accounts, yeah, just looking at their team,
right,
they should ban my Vanessa.
And what if, let's see what they ban. Let's see if they're smart. Oh, yep, they banned it. Vanessa. See, they heard you. They're watching your stream. They're stream sniping. I'm just kidding. They're not stream sniping. I hope.
Can't believe my Anavel doesn't have her runes in the arena. I need to fix that.
Oh, yes. So let's see.
That's a fast Juno.
Let's run down what you're finding. It looks like Wind Monkey King, Fire Oracle, Wind Chimera, and I think a Wind Slayer looks like you're up against.
I mean, the problem is all the provokes.
Yeah, definitely.
If I can get past that, I think we'll be okay. Oh, look, they gave up. Good for them.
Excellent. Good win. Made them tap out.
Yeah, we've all been there. We've all tapped out sometime.
Everybody taps out sometime. Sing it, boy.
Ooh.
So, oh yeah, No Man's Sky, the expedition is still going on, so if you are wanting to get your capital ship going. Oh, let's tell our story of people running in our capital ships and building nonsensical things, which I think got patched out. So I'm happy about that. But yeah, last.
Oh, you mean I could re-enable it and I wouldn't get trapped into parts of my freighter again?
Yeah, absolutely. So apparently, when we were co-oping some No Man's Sky weeks ago, I kept noticing that achievements were just magically being cleared. So someone was in our freighter base just building stuff, running around building stuff, you know, which was, we found funny. But yeah, that issue has been patched out. Lightscar got stuck, unfortunately, so yeah, that kind of sucked. So, but regardless, I don't think that's going to be an issue anymore. So what happened? this person built around you so you weren't able to get out?
Yeah, so, I mean, again, I don't know exactly how they do it because I've never done it, but they seem to build, like, two rooms facing two hallways facing opposite directions, right. And so it would end up trapping me in rooms that I couldn't delete what they had put there because it said I was attached to the building or such, or the part that I was trying to remove.
I hear you. Well, you don't have to worry about that anymore. And I think there's at least two more weeks of the expedition, if I'm not mistaken. So if you ever wanted to try out No Man's Sky, or if you ever just wanted to, you know, try your hand at the expedition, you know, you still have some time to do that.
Yeah, you even have time to finish.
Yeah, seriously.
It.
My new baby and such. But yeah, anyone to know, new guy's doing great. He's a bunch of smiles, which is awesome.
Handsome as ever.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. But yeah.
Annoyingly cute baby.
Yeah, he's got the dimples. So, yeah, he's a good looking guy. But yeah, he's doing well. Everything is going well with him. I just want somebody to carry me around and feed me. That would be awesome.
Man, those were the days,
weren't they? But anyway, yeah, I'm going to try to get Yoimiya's bow. I'm going to do a couple of summons. You know, it hasn't been going too well, you know, obviously, or I'd have it already. But, yeah, I think I got, as of the time of this stream, it's only about 2 days left to get either constellations or her bow. So I will attempt. You
know, violent runes, man.
Yes.
Violent runes.
Yes, they are. They're quite violent. Allow those extra turns.
Yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's just, I don't think, like, there was one the other day, and I wish, I kind of wish, and I don't wish at the same time, that I had saved the video, but, like, they got 7 turns. One
what?
Character got 7 turns in a row.
How do you
and
get 7 turns? That's just ridiculous. That is...
That's what I mean, it's like... I don't know,
7.
Like, I know I'm not winning this, but I'm running them to ground just because they've gotten so many extra turns, like, you know.
Wow. 7 turns. That's a lot of turns, bud. That's a lot of turns. Well, I'm going to do some of my weeklies, so... And then I will jump into the golden apple. But first,
again, let's
do probably do some summons.
I'll do 110 pull.
Okay.
Yeah, 110 pull. So you count it down when you're ready.
I shall. Light star, I shall. 3, 2, 1. And summon. Do some 10 pulls.
You know, I like 10 pulls because then I can be disappointed at record speeds. Alright, well, that went about the way I expected it would. I got 1 Fire Magic Knight. Aster. Dupe. And that's about it. We gotta start 6-starring some things here on my island. I have just under 6, 6 entire amounts worth of 6-star materials I could be using.
That is so. That's a whole team.
Yeah. I need to figure out who next. How'd your summons go?
Oh, I'm doing them now. And getting... about the same. Nothing but blue
skies.
As you know.
Nothing but blue skies from now on.
So
see, my thing is delayed 500 years, so I'm watching your summons now.
Okay. Well, I did get something interesting, especially by way of Yoimiya, one of her supports, Yunjin.
Debate Club?
Nah, I got Yunjin, who goes very well with Yoimiya. She strengthens normal attacks, so cool. Never got her before, so perhaps I shall build that team together.
Maybe I'll actually turn on Genshin later today.
Now we're talking.
Who knows? On my way to my expedition in space.
I hear you. Excellent. Do you know about how far along you are in the expedition? I think I'm on 3. I'm not sure. On part 3. Not 100% sure, however.
I have 2 parts left on 3, which is the number of completed expeditions and killing pirates, but I think you have to move to a new system to get a pirate, because I have not seen one since. Did you get the bow you wanted? Was that it?
I did not have the alley hunter either, so it's been a banner day. So I've never pulled the alley hunter. And I've never pulled Yunjin, so hey, why not? So, 2 important four-stars.
Name's Flounder. Why Flounder?
Why not? good times. So, who are you shouting out this week? Anyone in particular?
I'm shouting out Beyond the Stars 319 because...
Excellent.
They were active in the chat today.
Excellent. Shout out to you.
Look at them go.
Beyond the Stars. Very cool. I have to shout out Alicia from my local Cracker Barrel. We went there yesterday. And if anyone knows me, I love Cracker Barrel. And I finally got a t-shirt because of all the times I've went, never was able to get a t-shirt. They're always out of stock. But so shout out to you, Alicia. You were awesome.
And had we thought about it, we would be wearing said shirt.
Oh, you mean I'm not? Just... See, that would have been cool.
Now, see, again, because you're frozen on my side on Discord, I have to wait for another 5 minutes, and then I'll see on your stream whether or not you were actually
wearing... No, I really wasn't.
Oh, no, you only zipped down a 1/2 inch. Come on.
Gotta keep the goods to myself, man. But anyway... But yeah, definitely, definitely want to shout out Cracker Barrel. It's always good. That's Lightstar's version of a shout out.
My wife and I have not been in a lot of years.
Oh wow, you need to get on that. You need to get all over that. Well, that wraps it up for this particular episode of A Monster Rancher's Guide to Everything Else.
Wrap it up, B!
Monster Rancher's Guide to the Universe. New episodes on the weekends, either Saturday or Sunday, depending on whether my baby lets me stream. And my baby, I mean Lightstar 777.
But also the other baby, too.
Also the other baby, too. Yeah, let's be real. But yeah, reach it.
Try captains of your life.
Seriously. So reach out to us, MRGTSW, on Instagram, MRGTSW, on... Lightstar is reaching out, literally. MRGTSW
touching hands
on YouTube, MRGTSW@gmail.com. And of course our Discord, Monster Rancher's Guide to the Universe. Here comes the crescendo.
Sweet Caroline. Bam, bam, bam.
Whoa, the pipes, everyone, the pipes.
Good times never seem so good. So good. So good. So good. So good.
Sorry. Never apologize for expressing yourself. Anyway, that wraps it up for us. Everybody live long and prosper.
Peace and long life.